I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
You posted on Facebook a traditional Kroenke dish that what Grandma Kroenke used to make?
We got talking about food. Grandma and I always ramble on our Mother's Day conversations, and she said that our generation is soft because we don't eat squirrel or hog brains. She said they're delicious and we must try them. And she goes, in fact, Mr. Svensson, who lives down the street, got a squirrel the other day and it's in a plastic bag in my freezer right now, honey. Like, she's so excited to make this thing. So it just got me thinking, because you and I were talking about it yesterday, what is the weirdest thing you have ever eaten? Did you do it on a dare? Did you like it? What did it taste like? You've tried some weird stuff. You're adventurous.
A couple of things, and I did like both of them. We have a friend that every Chinese New Year has this huge Chinese New Year dinner. He goes to a Chinatown in Philadelphia, so gets authentic vegetables and fish and everything.
Nice.
So two things that some may find bizarre, a lot of people turn their nose up at. Number one is chicken feet. And so he will bring out a plate of chicken feet. They look like little baby's hands. They look like people's hands.
Gross. And there's not even any meat on
the
chicken feet.
No, there's not meat on them, but there's sauce on them. Basically, you just lick the sauce off the foot.
Ew.
And then throw it on your plate.
Barf. And you've tried that.
And it was a little tough to get over the physical aspect of it, but but it's chicken. Everybody eats chicken, right?
I guess.
Suck on a chicken toe? Come on. The other thing is jellyfish salad. It's nothing like it sounds. You're thinking jellyfish. You're thinking something slimy and
snotty.
Yucky. It's like coleslaw. It's the best thing ever. You would not, if I didn't tell you it was jellyfish salad, you would have no idea
it
came from the sea.
I don't believe you. You're setting me up.
Next,
me to try it?
Next Chinese New Year, I'm going to bring you
in. I'll try it.
In fact, maybe I'll get a hold of him. Maybe he'll whip up some jellyfish salad to
you
bring.
You are lying
in.
To my face.
I am not. I would never lie to you. I would never steer you wrong.